We've had a lot of antisocial behaviour, drug dealings, etc., rubbish left on the streets. And two of my really close friends that live on the street have literally decided to move because of it all. And Waverley and the police can't do anything about it. So I decided I'm not willing to lose good friends and good neighbours just because of the state of the street. So basically we sent a letter out to every resident asking them all to come together to help tidy the street, raise some money to organise a neglected area of land into somewhere for children to play and sit. There's also a disused play park that's had all the equipment taken out of it. We're hoping to raise money for that to try and get a new play park set up for the little ones. I mean, see, we've had people stripping on the street. We've had arguments. We've had assaults happening on the street. We've had property broken. It's unbelievable. Our children, from newborns right up, are seeing everything on the street. And it's just, it's appalling. It's not on.
How does your street then compare to other streets in the borders? Is this typical of what we're seeing, or is it? And what ideally then would you like to see happen next? What's your next step?
I think our next step really is just to make the street a bit tidier and cleaner, which with the rubbish going away it has done, we've cut a lot of people's gardens, so we're hoping to get some plants and hanging baskets up, hopefully get the speed bumps done as soon as possible, and really just see a community effort from everybody. I think everywhere within the borders has now kind of got a high-rise drug problem and problem drivers, problem tenants, and nothing seems to be done about it. And a place like Grieve Avenue, a lot of kind of problem tenants seem to be getting put in alongside families, and the children are having to put up with this as are their parents. My friend works and has three children, and she gets barely any street sleep due to her neighbours at all playing loud music to the early hours and fighting outside the door.